At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Mercedes and Starbucks announce a charging network. Used EV sales are surging as prices drop, and the first Ferrari EV is on track for 2025. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you what Stellantis are doing to make en route charge navigation even easier to use. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Friday, 19th of July. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. We filter it down to 25, 30 minutes a day, and hopefully that saves you the time of doing it. Well, Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with Tesla's Cybertruck showing impressive growth in the electric pickup segment. According to recent registration data, in May 2024, the Cybertruck saw 3,907 registrations, surpassing all of its competitors for the month. So the Ford F-150 Lightning had about 1,500 fewer registrations, and the Rivian R1T even less than that. Chevy Silverado just 668, and the Hummer EV with just 359. I'm surprised that's so many. That is important to note that Tesla's lead was based on registration data, not their own figures. It was specific to May, and Ford is still the leader, the top spot in the annual registration so far. But interesting that the Cybertruck seems to be doing better. We try and read the tea leaves until we get some official guidance from Tesla themselves. Now, are you ready to recharge your car and yourself at the same stop? Well, Starbucks and Mercedes-Benz have teamed up to create a new network of fast-charging EV chargers at 100 Starbucks locations along Interstate 5. These will go into operation in 2025. The exact number in California and their specific Starbucks locations wasn't disclosed in this announcement. Each Starbucks location will get between 4 and 10 DC fast chargers. They will be 400 kilowatt DC fast chargers. They will, I think they're using the Apatronic hardware, which is about as good as it gets. They'll have dual heads, so both J3400 or NACS or Tesla connector, call it what you will, or CCS, of course. And they say that they will be engineered to ensure that higher voltage cars, 800, 900 volt like Lucid, will be able to get the best speed out of them. Mercedes-Benz have talked about reliability in this press release, saying that they will ensuring 99% reliability uptime. And to achieve it, they'll be hiring inspectors to check and promptly repair any malfunctioning units, which is, I think, an honourable thing to do, and we have to take them at their word. And, you know, the proof will be in the charging. And hopefully we're getting over these reliability speed bumps that we've had over the years in charging networks. Now, let's talk about the new updated Ioniq 5, already on sale in its home market. And now my UK listeners get to order one. The new Ioniq 5 has had some decent upgrades and a decent price reduction. The base model down £3,455. It now starts under £40,000. So the previous battery packs have been made bigger. 58 goes to 63 kilowatt hours. 73 goes to 84 kilowatt hours. So you now get 273 miles or 439 kilometres with the small pack, and with the large pack, 354 miles or 570 kilometres. One notable addition is a rear wiper on the Ioniq 5, addressing a common complaint from owners in rainy countries like the UK. Also, chassis improvements, a more rigid cowl crossbar to reduce steering column vibration, double rear end reinforcements, more sound insulation around the rear motor. Safety features have been upgraded as well, with some decent lane keep assist improvements. The new N-line trim has a sportier appearance with a new aggressive front bumper, and some new 20-inch alloy wheels as well. We've got the Pixel-style LED lighting now on the steering wheel. The climate control panel on the dashboard has been redesigned after some customer feedback. Like I say, starts here in the UK at £39,900, so just a smidge under £40,000 for the Advance trim with the 63-kilowatt-hour battery. So you don't get the leather seats or the ambient LED lighting or the vehicle-to-load power supply. But otherwise, you get a great car. You can get the 83 kilowatt hour battery for an additional £3,500. Talking of specs being improved, Audi had previously offered the Q4, great little car, don't talk about it too much, but the Q4 is fantastic, in the 35 trim, which is what they call it, with a 125 kilowatt motor, 52 kilowatt hour battery. They took it off sale 2 years ago. We're all around that semiconductor shortage time, you know, sort of October 2022. The world was slightly crazy, wasn't it, with used car prices and new car prices and supply chains. Since then, we've only had the 77 kilowatt hour battery on the Q4 e-tron, and now they've reintroduced the base trim, the 35, so the 55 kilowatt hour battery, 52 usable, by the way. Range on that is 227 miles or 365 kilometers. Improved cell chemistry in the last 2 years means better energy density, better charging performance. It'll now peak at 145 kilowatts, and the battery will go 10 to 80 in 25 minutes. It's a small battery, but that's a good charge speed. There's the Audi application store, which goes into this. You can get Spotify and Audible, etc. You get data connection that comes, I think, for the first year included. And you can also set the battery charge level for your destination, or you can select charging stations from specific providers that you like on the in-car nav now as well. So making some changes to that. Goes on sale in Germany, the 35 base trim for €45,000. And the Sportback version of that is about €2,000 more. Volvo have reason to celebrate. The second quarter of this year saw a significant boost in their stock value today, because in the Q2 numbers coming out, a remarkable increase in their operating profit. Volvo's shares surged by 11% after operating profit of 8.2 billion Swedish krona. That's $776 million for the second quarter alone. That's a 28% rise on the same time last year. That is what's called core operating profit, so it doesn't include anything, you know, contributions from joint ventures and associates. The electric stuff is, you won't be surprised to hear, the reason why we were including it on EV News Daily, is the electric stuff played a crucial role in all of that success. It's now 48% of Volvo's global business in the quarter, and they've been intensifying their focus, not without problems, though, with the EX30 giving some customers refunds on that. The software is a weak point. I'm going to try and be kind to that. I don't know how much goodwill is being used up at the minute by Volvo with their customers, but it's, I think it's fair to say that the software, that the EX30 is not ready, and the best thing that they can do is not release the EX90 or talk about things like the EX60 the coming one day until that software is fixed. I saw some press releases come my way this week, one about the EX90 getting plug and charge and how it's going to be brilliant and just plug it in on the digital certificate stuff in the background. I would go quiet if I were Volvo at the minute and fix that software, because there are some EX30 owners that are very, very, very upset with how unbaked that software is. I'll put it that way, and I'll try and be as kind as possible. Let's talk about Cupra next. Oh, man, the Cupra Born, I just love the styling. Whenever I see a Cupra, I think that they've actually got their styling absolutely nailed. A little more aggressive. It suits my taste personally. I like it more than the ID3. Just, you know, it's all personal, isn't it? But the Cupra Born VZ, and I'll say that because it's on order in the UK, has now gone on sale. It's the new high-performance version. So, think the VW Group have their various names for things. The VW brand have the GTX cars, which are a little bit quicker. And now Cupra have their, called the VZ version of the Born. So it starts at £44,000. They have upgraded the powertrain and the chassis with some DCC sport suspension. A quicker 0-60 time of 5.6 seconds, 124 miles an hour. That's 200 kilometers per hour top speed. It's got the bigger battery pack that we know is coming from Volkswagen. So 2 kilowatt hours bigger. WLTP on this, by the way, 372 miles, 598 kilometers. It'll charge on 11 kilowatts AC and peak at 185 on DC fast charging. 10 to 80 is 26 minutes. So the Cupra Born, which I think looks great, getting its GTXifying version. Right, let's move on. And in a whole different league of cars that I'll ever own, Ferrari. I mean, I think these days you almost have to be invited to buy a Ferrari. I'm not sure you can, even if you know, have plenty of money, just walk in and I'm sure they'd take it. But Ferrari are on track. They've already, not the racetrack, but they are on track to launch their first electric vehicle. It's logged several thousand miles of on-road testing already. The company's CEO, Benedetto Vigna, saying that it'll be crafted in the right way and that you'll have lots of fun in this. Although Ferrari hasn't disclosed any details yet. He did confirm it's on track for a 2025 unveil, 26 on the road. Spy shots recently have captured what appear to be test mules using Maserati Levante bodywork, which is pretty cool. That doesn't tell you anything about what it'll look like, by the way. That is a complete test mule. There's no point looking at that and thinking, well, is it going to sit at a certain height or whatever, you know? I would totally ignore what it looks like at the moment. He says that the CEO says it will attract Ferrari enthusiasts and tech-savvy customers. A Reuters report recently put the price of about £395,000 or $500,000 on the first Ferrari EV. Now, I'll take a quick break, and if you're listening to the free version, I'll play you an ad, or maybe two. I don't know, it depends on your IP address, I think, the way it works. I don't know what ad you'll hear, but I get a little bit of money for that. It won't buy me a Ferrari, Evie, but it'll help pay my mortgage. Just this is all I do now, and the Patreon fans won't hear anything because your shows are ad-free, which is delicious. See you in a second.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Right, welcome back. Now let's talk about Stellantis. They are going to launch their eRoutes app across all their brands in Europe this summer. It's an app for electric vehicles which handles route planning and suggests your charging stops optimally. You can do it in your smartphone or in vehicle if you're using CarPlay or Android Auto. It's already been rolled out to the Citroën cars. You may know this, but now it's being rolled out to Peugeot DS, Vauxhall and Opel, and the Fiat 500, no, sorry, Fiat 600e, the Fiat Vans or Professional, I think they call it, the Alfa Romeo Junior, Jeep Avenger, Lancia, Ypsilon Electric and more. You pop in the usual stuff, where you want to go and how you want to get there, and the app's algorithm considers things like the quality and characteristics of the charging points in its database and its availability, and so hopefully in car, that makes that experience hopefully better. It's. I don't think anyone's doing it quite as well as, you know, probably Tesla is about as good as it gets. I think that the Google stuff is actually pretty good as well, because Google is fully integrated into the BMS of my Polestar. And that will navigate me to the right chargers at the right time. It'll always be a little bit risk averse, let's say that. It'll often, if I navigate to a charger and it says you will arrive at 1%, I'll normally turn up at 4 or 5. It gets better as I get there, but still, let's hope that this Stellantis stuff is an improvement and helps people with in-car navigation to chargers. A bit of UK news came across my desk in the last 24 hours. Now, we're not a UK podcast, even though clearly I am here, but it just happens, though, it's the way it works out sometimes. So a couple of bits from the UK I'll bring you. First of all, the UK government is expressing concern over the impact of EV imports from China following the European Union's decision to impose pretty strict tariffs on these imports. The new business secretary, we have a new government here, been voted in recently, Jonathan Reynolds, has said he's keeping an eye on the situation, but at the minute the UK has no plans to copy the EU. Now, many things when we left with Brexit and when we left the European Union, many things that our old government said, and I think probably quite sensibly, well, we'll just mirror the rules of Europe because a lot of them aren't wrong. And that, rather than kind of rewrite everything, you know, every possible rule and law, we'll stick with what we've got and we'll change it over time. And I presumed that if the EU added these tariffs to Chinese cars, that the UK might follow suit or might not. We haven't so far, and our new Labour business secretary saying at the minute no plans to. I mean, we'll watch the situation, but it would significantly affect the cost of Chinese cars being bought by UK buyers, and so come on in. You're welcome in. I wonder how that will affect our relationship with the EU. We won't be paying tariffs on those Chinese cars. Those Teslas as well, made in Shanghai. Interesting. Now, also some UK news, and this is some data points coming from the Financial Times. Now, this may be behind a paywall for you, and so I won't give you everything in this, but I'll pick out some interesting information. I'll be respectful of their paywall. The UK's used EV market is experiencing a big boom so far this year, driven by a decline in prices that now matches those of combustion cars. The trend is largely due to early EV adopters going through the upgrade cycle and cars coming off lease agreements from businesses and fleets defleeting as well. According to Auto Trader, the classified advertising website, the price parity between a used EV and a used combustion car has led to a 63% increase in secondhand EV sales in 2024 so far. This price alignment makes the decision to purchase an EV more practical for consumers, like the average price of a two-year-old BMW 4 Series, about £31,500, take a Tesla Model 3 of the same age, about £26,000. Polestar 2, £25,500. So in many cases, you might want to go EV to actually save some money. EV sales surged 71%, used EV sales at least, in the first quarter of 2024, which of course you know, I think the new EV market grew about 9% here. So the used EV market is finally starting to come alive as those cars, like I say, get turned over, become second, third-hand cars. I find this enormously exciting to talk about, by the way. Currently, nearly 10% of second-hand vehicles under 5 years old on Auto Trader are fully electric, a big increase from 4 years ago when it was 1%. And in April of this year, the median time for a 3 to 5 year old electric car to sell was 24 days. For combustion, 25 days. So people want EVs, they're buying used EVs. The UK market is just being lit right now. And it, man, it's a great time to be buying a used EV. If you're looking for value, what about if you're charging it? Well, nice little data point coming out today by the UK industry group called Charge UK, with over 930,000 charging points for EVs now in the UK. The nation boasts over a million by the time you add all the various chargers, workplace charging, home charging, public charging as well. 1.1 million electric vehicles in this country, 1.14 million electric vehicles, and 670,000 plug-in hybrids, according to ZapMap. So that's great. So we've got about as many chargers as we have cars, which is interesting. Now, let's talk about Kia and the Kia EV3. That's not a car that will be sold outside of its home market anytime soon. But Kia today held their EV3 day at their factory in Seoul. And they talked about some of the advanced technologies they're going to put into the Kia EV3. It'll be priced about 30 million won. That is around £18,000 sterling or $23,000. The EV3 will hit the markets this summer in Korea. They want to sell around 30,000 of them every year. There's 10,000 pre-orders they've already got in. Real-world driving of 339 miles, they say. And that is a real-world target that they have got, which would exceed the official Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy's 311 miles. Well, the EV3 has an 81 kilowatt hour battery, easily the largest in its class for a, you know, an £18,000 car, $23,000 car, an 81 kilowatt hour battery. They're calling it the Gen 4 battery. I don't know what that means, but that's what they're calling it. 400 volt architecture, so not like the EGMP cars that we've had so far, the EV6, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. So it's got that 400 volt architecture, but they've made significant improvements, they say, at cell level energy density. And so comparing it to the outgoing Niro EV from Kia, by the way, you know, 22% better energy density on their previous best technology. Kia updated the EV3 with utility mode, vehicle to load stuff as well, and adding more functionality. And also in the UK, we've got a ban on pure combustion cars. It was 2030, got moved back to 2035. I've long talked about how that was, unfortunately, our old Prime Minister, who got booted out quite sensationally. It wasn't an overwhelming rejection. One of the things that he did, sort of desperately scrabbling for votes a few weeks ago, was to say, oh, we're going to push back the EV ban stuff because I'm on the side of real drivers and yay for diesel. None of that moved the meter in terms of voters. It was a silly thing because he never changed the underlying law. He couldn't. The underlying it's called the ZEV mandate here, and that's the bit of the law that tells the car makers how many EVs, the percentage of their fleet that they have to sell. And he didn't change that. So by saying it's 2035 or 2030, I've long said since that day it was just electioneering fluff. Didn't mean anything. Well, now it's interesting because the CEO of Kia UK, Paul Philpott, has been talking to a publication called Business Motoring. And they've been asking about the recent Labour Party win in the general election, which promised in its manifesto that they will bring back the 2030 date. And he told them what I've been saying for a while. He said, and I quote, It was firstly going to be 2030 with a lack of clarity over whether you could sell plug-in hybrids and hybrids in the period from 2030 to 2035. That was never clarified. It was then put back to 2035, and I'm not sure what changed because we still needed to do 80% EVs by the end of 2030, end quote. So, you know, that the target was still 80% pure EV. In 2030. But Kia saying, we think we can do it. We just need lots of clarity. The confusing bit was, by the way, surprise, surprise, politicians confused us, is they said, well, no, from 2030, we'll still allow plug-in hybrids that have got significant battery range. And we all said, great, what's significant? You know, is it 100 miles? You know, is it a 40 kilowatt hour battery in a plug-in hybrid? Which, you know, with solid state batteries by the end of the decade, that could be possible. And they were like, we'll get back to you on that. And by the way, what's a plug-in hybrid? No, they didn't say that. But the politicians had no idea. They were like, oh, just substantial range, they said. We'll let them be sold. And now they've been kicked out anyway. So we'll let the new bunch of politicians try and make up some new things. Now, Dacia is well known for making affordable vehicles. The Dacia Spring, long known for being the cheapest EV you could go buy, and it's now on sale here for £14,995, the most budget-friendly EV on sale for a new vehicle. Less than £15,000 for a new vehicle. That's not bad, is it? Now, just 5 years ago, the MG ZS was considered very, very cheap at £25,000. For the first time, Dacia Spring, now right-hand drive in the electric 45 or electric 65 trims. It will charge up to 125 kilowatts DC fast charging. I think it's got a 56-minute 20-80 time. You should never give a 20-80% time because that's always a fudge. You know, if any car maker is, you know, PR person's listening to this, always give us 10-80 because the industry standard is 10-80. 10% to 80%, what's the time? When they give you 20-80, you know it's really bad and it's 56 minutes, but still. Dacia Spring now on. Orders are open today. Do it. Go and buy one for $14,995. Now, in the US, Ford Pro, the commercial arm of Ford Motor Company, has introduced the new Ford Pro Smart Charging Bundle in California to begin with. The new bundle provides businesses that subscribe to Ford Pro with a free, oh, we like complimentary, that's a C word that's good, complimentary Level 2 48-amp charger or a Level 2 80-amp charger for depot and workplace charging. A key feature of Ford Pro's charging software is demand and grid response solutions where they'll turn off the charging, pausing it temporarily if there's a high local demand surge. The customer gets alerted and it starts charging again when the event is over to help alleviate California's going through brownouts and blackouts as well. In China, Volkswagen introduced the ID Unix 01. So, it's an ID car, but we won't get it. It's an SUV coupe, and it's the first model under their sub-brand of Unix. So, it's the ID Unix 01 in China for China, they say, which is aligning with, they say, the needs, the wants of Chinese buyers because they felt like they weren't getting it right. This is the first fruits of the collaboration with XPeng, in case you were wondering, and it comes in two versions. The base one has a 77 kilowatt hour battery, and this will do on the Chinese cycle 621 miles. That's 621 kilometers. That's 386 miles. We'll wait and see in the real world what that does. Now, a new report out today by Bain & Company suggesting that solid state batteries and sodium ion batteries are the only two technologies that are in any way commercially viable between now and the end of the decade. Solid-state batteries will offer more energy density compared to current lithium-ion battery cells, along with more safety, faster charging, maybe longer lifespans if they can sort that. And despite recent progress, They are still, they're out of the lab and they're off the test bench. They're in test mules with many of the OEMs, but commercialization perhaps 3 or 4 years away. Sodium ion batteries are more of a real deal thing. They're more energy dense than LFP batteries. Bain predicting that sodium ion EV batteries will be commercially available and on the road in good numbers in the first half of 2025. And finally, ending with MG, is this a replacement of the MG ZS? You know how in China they have to publish pictures on the ministry website whenever they have a new EV, and the car makers must hate it because then we get to see all the pictures? Well, that's what's happened today with the MG S5. The MG S5 picture service today on the Ministry of Industry's database, which always means it's imminent. Now, the S5 looks like an SUV'd MG4. Now, the MG4 hatchback, I see loads of those around here. And so it's got that styling. It's got some design cues from the Cyberster, which is a very cool car. And this is on their modular platform as well. So that underpins MG's new vehicle. So this could well be the direct replacement to the MG ZS, which is a little long in the tooth right now, the S5. Not sure if it'll be sold outside of China. Maybe it'll do some right-hand drive stuff in the Aussie market where they get those cars sometimes before the rest of the world. We'll wait and see. That's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And thank you for bearing with me recently. Won't go into the details. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map, and Lease Plan Electric Moments, providing all the tools and guidance EV drivers need. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.